It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time, time for Tom and Shane, Business and Politics. Welcome, everyone. Happy to have you along with us. And boy, today we've got to talk about the Department of Justice and the FBI. Is the DOJ a wing of the Democrat Party? That's what we're going to delve into today, Shane. So what do you think? Are they... Should it be DOJD?
Well, you know, the reality and the most difficult thing to deal with when you look at this mess, and it truly is a mess, is that the FBI reports to the DOJ. It's one of the few police systems in your federal government that doesn't deal directly with a with the president. So although, yes, the head of the FBI reports to the president, he reports first to the Attorney General of the United States and all the people that work for him. I mean, you know, when you look at the sheer size of it, it's one of these issues that you 35,000, you know, a $20 billion budget and plus. And so it's one of these things that you have to realize that there has to be certainty behind it. There has to be a feeling of trust, and because just the sheer size of it makes it one of these things that you have to accept and feel comfortable accepting. You know, that the $9 to $20 billion no one really knows that they spend is being dealt with in a reasonable way. And then you have the Justice Department, you know, they have close to 114,000 employees, and they have a $30 billion budget. So these aren't small numbers. They're not, you know, these aren't minuscule facts. Department of Justice has Department of Justice attorneys across the country dealing with all kinds of issues, from human trafficking to civil rights, you know, to laundering drugs, that they have to follow up on prosecution with the FBI. And with 35,000, you know, employees, of which, you know, 30,000 are field agents, 30,000. I mean, that's an army in some countries. Uh-huh. And there are a few police departments with more police than the FBI. Which is rather interesting, because just to segue real quick, we've heard no woke complaints or concerns about the FBI. You know, other agencies, the federal agencies, you know, for firearms and so forth, and border security. You know, let's reduce them. We don't need them. But it doesn't seem to affect the woke left, because what we've seen in literally the last 10, 15 years, or certainly since Clinton was president, an agency, the FBI, is supportive of protecting people that, you know, shouldn't be, and thus having an influence on your government. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, the FBI, they are the Bureau of Investigation. They're domestic only. The CIA can only operate outside the United States. The FBI can only operate inside the United States. And the FBI has no powers of arrest. They turn it over to local authorities or federal marshals or someone like that. They, unlike TV, they don't go in and, you know, guns blazing and arrest people. So.
Well, and that all changed, you know, under Bush. Now the organization, the FBI, who, as you have pointed out, you know, under its guidance and structure and authorization, has offices now literally around the world in U.S. embassies. They have officers and offices in 15 U.S. major embassies around the world. And they've now been responsible, because they've been asked by countries to come and investigate, you know,
and their expertise. Yeah, that has been done before, that they've got techniques of investigation that people like and seem to be effective. So
The thing about the FBI, because it's new, it was the beginning of last century, 1924. And their first big story, of course, was the Puerto Rican independence advocacy problem in 1930. And that resulted in them shooting up the U.S. House of Representatives. We laughed about
that. Yeah, right. January 6th was not the first attack.
I just wanted to go.
Don't do the history of the FBI, please. Don't do the history of the FBI.
No, I'm not going to. I'm just saying then there's a big skip to 1994, with the James Joseph Whitney Boogler case, with the mob in Boston, the FBI. Mm-hmm. And then there wasn't anything that happened until, I guess you could say Robert Hansen, remember? He was treacherous, gave up secrets of the FBI, and then nothing happened. And then along came Ruby Ridge in 92, Waco siege in 93, all under Clinton. And then, of course, from then you sort of the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting and others. And then you had the big Russia thing. It's not like it's not been without controversy. Herbert Hoover used it as his own police force, and we know that. He investigated people from Martin Luther King, John F. Kennedy, and LBJ. And
Herbert Hoover didn't investigate those guys.
No, the FBI did. What's his name that,
Edgar Hoover you're talking about, not Herbert Hoover.
Yeah, I'm talking about the wacko guy that they, Edgar Hoover, yeah.
Moving on.
Okay, so I'm just trying to put the context of how it's come about. And so
you can look it up.
So the point is since basically 2016 or 15, the press has been on to utilize the Department of Justice and FBI to go after political enemies. And, that's not a good thing.
It isn't. Well, you can go all the way back to, I'm sorry, I've got a frog in my throat.
It's leaking.
You go all the way back to Clinton. The Democrats were all over the FBI and everybody else for investigating Clinton. And of course, during his impeachment, that was a big deal. Also, Hillary's emails, nothing happened with that, obviously. And then you move to January 6th, were FBI agents at the Capitol. No one seems to know. No one wants to release any facial recognition of anybody. And, of course, the FBI is not going to expose covert agents. But I think it would be prudent to either confirm or deny who was there.
And one of the things I think is spectacular, one of the small reasons we're probably talking about that is the elections in 2 weeks from today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this January 6th committee issues a subpoena to Trump. You sent it to me as like 19. A list of 19 things they want him to provide as far as information. And all of it is stuff that in the past, no one in Congress, the House, the Senate, no one in the Department of Justice or the FBI has really gone after any Democrat for with any kind of similar issue that they have with Trump. And I just think that when the American people are stupid, they see this. And why keep pressing it? It's like one of those church members that flogs himself on the back for sinning, right? It's just these people are just, it's a masochism of a political masochism. There you go. Political masochism.
Yeah. There you are. Sounds good to me. Well, other things, of course, went on, we got the DOJ Barr and Trump election where, Barr appointed by President Trump said, hey, there's no evidence of voter fraud anywhere in the country, that he could find. And he took a lot of heat for that, of course, from, the party loyalists, I guess.
Well, to a large degree, that's true. But the problem with the statement was there's none.
Yeah.
Now, there was some. We both agreed.
Well, there's always some. Yeah.
Well, this was more than some. And look, with the lawsuits that Trump's carried on since then, you know, he's shown that there was more than some. Now, as we both agree, enough to change the election? Probably not.
But probably not.
The problem with him being the attorney general at the time was his suggestion that there was cause, you know, that there may be something we have to look at here. And it just seems that, you know, that's the first leg of an investigation. Well, we think, it's a possibility. Oh, it's circumstantial. You know, there's no footprint. There's no evidence. There's no picture. There's no video. But let's take a look. Well, you have 114,000 people in your Justice Department that need a job or a reason to exist. You know, that's a pretty good sandbox. I'd like that sandbox.
Yeah, there you go. Well, enter Merrick Garland. Thank God this guy never made it to the Supreme Court. That would have been a total disaster, although he would have replaced a liberal, so it probably wouldn't have mattered anyway. But he went after the parents at school board meetings, being domestic terrorists because they didn't want CRT or, whatever the hell the schools are teaching today. I don't know. I lost track a long time ago, Shane, as to what's going on in the classroom.
Well, yeah, and the failure, I think, of both the Department of Justice and the FBI is when these situations escalate to being part of the news cycle, regrettably for them and their bad decision-making, the victim is usually looked upon as being horrifically abused. And Trump loves it. I mean, the more you make Trump look like a victim, the happier he is. It's just because it goes to what he says. He's got the biggest foghorn, in the bay. And he's out there saying they're out of control. Here's another example. And the media is trying to press it the other way with the help of the DOJ and the FBI. But then they hear what Trump has to say, and they go, I believe him because he's told me the truth more than they have. You know, it's cross guns, right? He tells the truth. They don't. Oh, that's an easy choice. I'll take his truth because,
there you are.
You know, as much as they say that Trump's lied, you and I have had a real difficult time finding serious issues upon which he's lied about when there's been so many he's been right about.
Yeah. Well, staying on Merrick Garland, of course, we got Hunter Biden's laptop. The FBI's had this forever, 2 years, 4 years, who knows how long they've had this thing. And whether there's anything on it or not isn't the issue. I think the FBI or whoever's looking at this thing should come out and tell the American people, there's nothing on this thing. Or it's full of stuff, and we're going to investigate it. Now, they're already after him for tax evasion and with the gun in the dumpster and some other things. But still, this laptop thing has just been, a red herring over in the corner, stinking up the whole room.
Well, you have two problems. You have the 50 people in your intelligence services that signed a letter 2 years ago saying it was Russian disinformation. What a bunch of shit. Number two, this all started in 15 when they accused Trump of being in bed with hookers in Moscow, and they have video of them peeing on him, whatever. So this goes down a rabbit hole for 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. Nothing here. Then you look at the video, which you've all seen from the laptop, it's him. And all the information from the laptop is his. And it indicts his father. It indicts his uncles. It probably will in some way eventually indict the Obamas, because I can't believe Obama would allow or keep Biden around if he knew about it, unless he was involved. Yeah. And so long story short, it's a mess. And the reason it's a mess is it's this thing they call projection. It's a new word in the last 3 years. where the Democrats project everything they're doing onto the Republicans and accuse them of it. I was watching a debate or a show last night with the woman running for governor of Arizona. Didn't know that the governor of Arizona has lost two cases in court for racism. For racism. Like she was two court cases of civil right abuse in her government against African-American women in particular, where she paid them $30,000 less than men. And she's still in office.
Yeah. Well, that's the way our system works, Shane.
Well, I know, but I mean, these cases go back years, and I never picked up on it. Did you?
No, I didn't.
Because the media doesn't cover it. That's the problem.
Yeah, John says cleaning up the FBI and standing offenses will not happen until we have a strong Republican force in power. And I think that's probably true. 2,000 mules debunk the election results. I don't know. Not really. I watched that thing. I don't know that it proved much of anything. But
proved what you and I said. There was some irregularities. Yeah. Yeah. And we saw in the videotapes that the same person was going back to the dump box with more and more ballots. So it's questionable. Yeah. I mean, that's all it is. Yeah. No, but it's all it is. It's just questionable.
Well, they had one person doing it, but voter fraud. Well, I mean, voter fraud in Missoula documented. It was. We had a big voter discrepancy in Missoula, Shane, Missoula, Montana, where I am. I'm not in Missoula. You couldn't give me Missoula as a gift. I'm much further south than Bozeman, but there was. There were several instances, whether they're provable or not, whether they would have made a difference in the election, probably not.
And it goes back to 2016. Yeah. You and I covered it because we've been around. Mm-hmm. We're the rock of ages. Mm-hmm. And then remember the conversations we were having about college kids, voting, at school and then voting at home.
Home state. Yeah, voting.
Yeah, so they voted twice, and they. Yeah. They didn't care. I mean,
No, they didn't. Yeah, that's true. So, it just stinks to high heaven, Shane. Investigations happening. None of this is coming to light. Even Durham's investigation has gone south. That thing's over. I think as far as anything.
That's pretty clear.
It's going to happen. We waited 4 or 5 years. I mean, this thing is about the same as a Mueller report. What do we find? Nothing. Yeah. We found nothing, So I was disappointed in that. I thought maybe he might come up with, something that would, put faith back in government, but didn't happen.
Well, and the amazing thing is that over 90% of the American people will never see a courtroom. Mm-hmm. They won't get arrested. They'll never hire a lawyer. I mean, it's not a large, it's a very small number of people involved in your judicial system. So their real knowledge is what they see or heard or watch on TV. Shows that have been on the networks about law firms, that they've enjoyed. And that's been basically their knowledge of it. But when you go through what you've gone through in the last 10 years of what people see as clear evidence. It's not just circumstantial. I mean, it's evidence. And no one's accountable. People are like literally caught and still not accountable. And then other people, it's sort of like the Waco thing, Oh my gosh, a tank started it by accident. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just people, that decision-making process of beyond a reasonable doubt changes real fast when you're with your lying eyes, what's going on.
True. Yeah. Well, some final thoughts for me. The biggest thing I see, Shane, probably there's, obviously we got an election coming up here in a couple of weeks. And if the Republicans take power, they've made no secret. They want to impeach Biden. They want to impeach Merrick. you know, are they going to use the Justice Department and the DOJ and FBI and CIA as their personal policemen? Well, you know, are they going to become a part of the Republican wing?
Yeah, I mean, I hope not, but they will. I mean, the oversight power of both the House and the Senate is significant. And so they'll have their hearings, but they can't do anything. What they can do is they can catch someone lying in front of Congress, like Fauci will be. I mean, they're going to have Fauci up there, and they're going to nail his butt to the wall. And then they'll refer him to the Department of Justice.
And nothing will happen.
For prosecution, and they won't prosecute him. No, and they won't prosecute. So, you would think with an election of the magnitude of 24 coming, they might be smart. Yes, we'll have some hearings and we'll go through this because we want to, you know, we want to check on all this and do our oversight. But to press it, make it important, no. They would be, it'd be such a poor political policy decision with everything else that's happening, about to happen, and will continue happening, regrettably, with the economy and the global political situation.
Yeah, I agree. The American public, I think, has been taken down the rabbit hole, and it's sad that we used to have faith in government. We used to have faith in the leaders that, you know, were doing it, and now all we're seeing is back and forth, knife throwing, nothing being done when, things. Well, I haven't seen the Hunter laptop, so I have no idea what it says.
You've seen it on TV, but
I've seen what people think they saw in it. That's all. That's not proof.
Okay.
Well, it isn't.
But there's hours of it. You've only seen seconds.
It's an accusation.
There's hours on it. You've only seen.
Well, there may be hours on it, but I don't care. I don't care that Hunter's, taking baths with hookers, or smoking crack or whatever. That's evident. There's pictures of that, but I don't see any pictures of Joe receiving a check from anybody.
But they should check the credit cards. I've always said that.
I'm sure they have.
I just want to end with, I agree with your issue about faith. Faith and trust is the premise of both our country's foundings. So what we've seen in the last 5 years is a loss of faith and trust in the government, media, science, medicine, military, leadership, policy, care for people. And now this is like the final leg of a large table, the financial people. I mean, the financial markets have been totally misled for now since last November when we called the talk. They've been completely misled since last May when I started on this, when the federal chairman said he wants to sell $4 trillion in debt from the Federal Reserve. And then reemphasized it in Wyoming, at his speech in August. So now you've got literally every aspect of your country's structure where the faith and trust of it has been demolished. It's like, wow, what do you do to come back from this?
Yeah. Shane, when he says your country, he's in Canada. I forgot to mention that, of course. nothing wrong with that, except you can't have a handgun, of course, any longer.
But but we've had similar issues here, like with our government, the thing is we hold up the world. Canada, this continent, feeds the world, consumes the world, leads the world, builds the world. I mean, if we're in trouble,
we do it all for sure.
Yeah, if we're in trouble, everybody is in trouble.
All right. I need to remind everybody, the award-winning Tom and Shane, we're on the radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Listen live at KMMSAM.com. You don't have to join anything. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to do anything except listen. You can call us. You can text us. Our past shows are also there, Tom and Shane past shows at KMMSAM.com. Be sure and check that out because, well, why would you not want to hear us all day, every day? I mean, that's kind of a given, I think. Yeah, when you say Shane.
Yeah, we could pick up 2,000 viewers. We'd do a podcast every day.
Yeah,
a couple thousand viewers. We're all on every takes, day for an hour.
Yeah, all it takes is you. Yeah. The other thing I need to remind you of, we both write on medium.com. There's a description or a link to the articles we write in the description below. And while you're here, why not subscribe? Hit that subscribe button. Ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified no matter what time zone you're in that we are on. And also, if you'd like to support us monetarily, you can do that very easily. There's a link in the description below to Patreon, and we'll tell you all of the great things we will do if you support us monetarily. And if you'd like to make videos like this yourself, we use StreamYard. There's a link to a free version of that in the description below as well. So check that out. And that's going to wrap it up for us. Shane, thanks for being here so much. Thanks. We will see everybody on Thursday with yet another informative and, you know, why would you not want to know what we know?
Intriguing, exciting, and informative show.
Amen to that. All right. We'll see everybody on Thursday.